I am with Ian Reid of Red Fox. We've got about half an hour to go before the Refresh event. Although I work every day with Ian, I was just going to pick his brains as to what you think of the sector at the moment, Ian. What do you think of the fresh produce sector, and where's it all going?
Interesting times. There's obviously a considerable period of change at the moment. Certain degrees of consolidation. Most significant change is clearly the somewhat extended overall supply chain, with retailers pushing to go direct as much as possible, which is creating an interesting dynamic, I think, within the fresh produce sector globally, not just in the UK, with lots and lots of smaller players all getting involved, wanting a slice of the action. Lots of bigger players getting a little bit nervous about loss of business and loss of that slice of pie. So it's uncertain times.
Okay, but do you think is that going to be advantageous for some businesses? Because as we discussed at length, there seems to be two types of businesses now: those that are going for scale, and those that are going niche. So I presume, like in most things, there's going to be winners and losers. I don't know, do you think there are going to be more winners than losers, or is it going to be the other way around?
I don't know. It's a difficult one to call, I think, at the moment. I think there will inevitably be those big players that will get bigger, that they are of a scale already, because they're doing the right thing, or certainly doing the right thing as far as some of their key customers are concerned. And undoubtedly, they will probably continue to benefit out of it. I think the interesting point will be the smaller businesses, or the middle-sized businesses, circa 50 million turnover, that are not particularly dominating a category, and perhaps don't enjoy the economies of scale to be able to ride or weather the storm. I think those guys are going to be rather introspective, I think. And perhaps a little bit nervous about what the future may hold, because there will be undoubtedly some very successful smaller guys going forward, I think, who will be embracing this change of attitude from the retailers. But that will definitely impact on some of the medium-sized produce suppliers out there.
What does seem slightly daft, stroke cynical, and everyone's heard me say it so many times before, excuse the background noise, is in a world recession, people have to do two things: they have to eat and they have to clean. So you would have thought within the fresh sector that there would be a huge demand for people to buy this type of product.
Absolutely. That goes without saying. I suppose the biggest challenge out there is still trying to manage the very low price expectations of both retail customer and therefore end consumer. Margins are continuing to be squeezed, and that's inevitably going to put pressure on those producers, perhaps a little bit closer to home, that have an inherently higher cost structure. Those players out in the perhaps the more developing parts of the world may benefit from this situation, but no, people will always have to eat. So that's the most important element of it. But equally, there comes a point where price has to kick in. And with the sort of pricing pricing pressures that there are at the moment, there are some players out there that just simply can't make it pay.
I suppose there is one solution: that we could always go to Australia, which I could be what do we do? We're a recruitment company, and he's got some very interesting roles in Australia at the moment. But if those are of interest, go onto our website to have a look. Ian, thank you very much. Let's see what the day brings.
No problem. Cheers.